of them because I'd love to talk Teddy.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Have a great day.
Appreciate it. Yeah, that's the kind of call I love. That's the kind of call I love. 2 minutes after 11. We'll be back. Somewhere up in New York way, where the people are so gay, twisting the night away.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump says he'd accept information on a campaign opponent from a foreign government.
I think you might want to listen. There's nothing wrong with listening.
He tells ABC he might or might not report that to the FBI. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff tells MSNBC the president's giving the green light to other nations wanting to interfere in the election.
We are going to have to spell it out crystal clear in the law that getting dirt from a foreign power is considered a prohibited foreign contribution to a campaign.
His committee, meantime, has subpoenaed former Deputy Trump campaign manager Rick Gates and former White House National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. Crews are rescued after explosions on two oil tankers.
The U.S. Navy's on the scene, assisting after two oil tankers heading for Asia are hit in suspected attacks near the coast of Iran Thursday in the Gulf of Oman.
Fox's Lillian Wu, Iran's government has denied involvement in similar recent attacks. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The news continues to be good for at least a couple of days. Sunshine today and relatively nice humidity with a high temperature up to about 86. Tonight, partly cloudy. Overnight, low temperature 60. That's pretty good in June. Tomorrow, more sun, mid to upper 80s, still tolerable humidity. On Saturday, with a high temperature near 90, mostly sunny skies. Can't rule out an isolated shower somewhere, but then a better chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms on Sunday. Sunday's high right around 90. From the American Meteorological Society Conference in San Diego. Rich Thomas for Blue Water Broadcasting.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASE Credit Union. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASE Credit Union, 9 locations or online at yourasecu.com.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Selma Police Chief Spencer Collier is retiring from the police department. Mayor Dario Melton says the retirement is effective July 30th and Collier is currently on medical leave. No word on a timeline for selecting a new police chief. EMA officials from across the state are in Prattville this week for the Disaster Preparedness Conference. Yesterday, officials discussed the pros and cons of declaring a state of emergency and how local EMAs can do their jobs more effectively. And LifeSouth needs your help. Community blood centers are facing a need for all blood types right now. Blood donation usually drops in the summer because of vacations and school breaks, but the need for blood remains. Contact LifeSouth for more information on how you can donate. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
You wouldn't go to a mechanic and expect them to bake a great birthday cake, so why use all-in-one contractors who dabble in a little bit of everything but aren't pros of anything? Baron Coleman from News & Views here. Don't get caught up in using a jack-of-all-trade and a master of none. At Chase Interiors, Chase Interiors does one thing, ceiling and wall repair. From drywall cracks to holes in your walls or ceilings, that's their specialty. Always on time, they try to make the process as pleasant and painless as possible. Trust the pros, trust Chase Interiors. 799-1502, 799-1502 for Chase Interiors.
Pick the speed you need and save big. No two businesses are exactly the same. That's why WOW Business offers different internet speed tiers to all types of businesses. We'll help you choose a solution that best suits your business needs and your budget. For a limited time, get our best price ever. Up to 1 gig of speed for $199 a month. Visit wowforbusiness.com and find out how much you can save. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement required. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Our new name for the 11 o'clock hour, Franklin Rush. Franklin Rush, you have the rest of this hour to call us back at 396-5477 to become a qualifier to win the 1-carat Forever Mark diamond from Marguerite's. Franklin Rush, call us back at 396-5477.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Gonna tell you a story that you won't believe, but I fell in love last Friday evening with the girl I saw on the ballroom TV screen. Well, I was just getting ready to get my hat when she caught my eye and I put it back and I ordered myself a couple of more shots and beers.
I like Jim Croce, Dave.
You do?
Yes, sir.
I didn't know that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Roller derby queen around and round.
Made me want to watch the roller derby as a kid. Spoiler alert, they're not as hot as Jim Croce makes them out to be. 8 minutes after 11 o'clock. Well, actually, he says she's 5'6", 215. With a, so maybe they are as hot as he says they are. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in, 272-9228. So, yeah, the Senate race, obviously, is going to be news here in Alabama. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you from 9 until noon. You can call us if you want to join the program, 272-9228, 272-9228. I also have news that came up in the Alabama Daily News Update. A bill approved on the last day of the legislative session. Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know these clinics and places where you go and...
Always the time that the best legislation gets through.
The best legislation is the last legislation.
Oh, yeah.
It's when it's rushed and hurried,
at
it's
the 11th hour and we got to get it passed and, you know, can't wait till next year.
Mm-mm. That means that, you know, we're twisting arms. It's really usually good stuff. Good stuff. But I can't pronounce it. Buprenorphine,
yeah,
under the brand name Suboxone.
Yeah,
it's a low grade opiate, and supposedly it blocks the cravings for opioids, but it doesn't give you the same high as methadone.
What do? We ban it?
No.
Well, that's good.
But it needs to come with treatment, according to supporters of the bill. Otherwise, mm-hmm. it doesn't do its job. And some addiction clinics will take care to follow the proper medical protocols.
Mm-hmm.
But supporters argue that a lot of these treatment centers are really just drug dealers, pill mills.
Hmm.
And so here's how Larry Stutz, the author of the bill, said, "What we're trying to do is set up some guidelines of how opioid addiction ought to be treated in today's world. The goal is to steer people toward Suboxone and away from methadone. The Suboxone prescribers have to be federally registered, but the problem is it may not come with treatment."
Hmm.
So, I don't know. It's just, again, the legislature getting involved between doctor and patient.
Well, I mean, it's...
Just it's, blocking up the well, in walkway.
It's Stutz.
Yeah.
Should give anyone pause.
Yeah. A lousy doctor. Creep. I actually got a call the other day from somebody going to run against him.
Interesting.
He's already gearing up his campaign for 2022.
Yeah.
Good guy, though. Good guy. Our number, 272, not in this radio market, but...
no, he's right.
So, but look, I don't have a problem beating up on Larry Stutz.
No problem.
Who's this?
Good morning, Mr. Coleman.
Mr. Andy, how are you, my young friend?
I am doing very well, thanks for asking, and thanks for opening up the phone lines on us. I appreciate that.
Well, I do my best.
Uh-huh.
I got frustrated for a moment after the third person hung up on me in about 15 minutes.
It's easy to get frustrated.
Yep, I understand that. I'd just like to take this opportunity to dip my ladle of knowledge into your well of information.
Please don't dip your ladle into my well. Keep your ladle away from my will, sir.
All right, point taken.
All right.
If I were to tell you that there was a case action summary, then that there was a minute order as to Flynn granting the government's motion for leave to file docs under seal, what would that mean to you?
If, hold on, I'm trying to pick something out of my teeth. A minute order signed by who, Judge Sullivan?
A minute order as to Flynn granting government's motion for leave to file documents under seal.
Yeah,
what does that mean?
That means the government asked that the government was supposed to file something either by order of the judge or just because the ordinary course of the case, there's stuff that's due. But they don't want it to be public. They don't want you and I to see it, so they wanted to file it under seal. And Judge Sullivan granted that.
Okay, and that would have to have Flynn's consent on that as well, or his attorney?
No. Read it again. I'm not looking at it, so I'm just going by memory. Read the whole thing again.
There was a minute order as to Flynn granting the government's motion.
No, okay. So there was a minute order as to Flynn. That's your subject. Granting starts the next thing. So Flynn had nothing to do with it. It was just about Flynn.
Oh, okay.
There was a minute order as to Flynn, meaning there's some documents about Flynn that need to be filed. So he's granted that motion to file it under seal.
Okay.
So the government said we have some documents about Flynn, and we request to be able to file them under seal. And so he granted that as to Flynn, as to those documents, to be able to file them under seal.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. And what do you think the end result's going to be after that?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it depends on what the documents are. Keep in mind, this is a new prosecution team.
All right.
Keep in mind, this is a new prosecution team. This is not Weissman-led Mueller team doing stuff. This is new prosecution team. And if new prosecution team, if the Trump appointees look and say, why didn't they file this? Why didn't they file this stuff? Now, it might be under seal because it's grand jury information. It might be under seal because it has sources and methods attached
sources
to it.
Methods, yeah.
It could be any number of stuff. But it's obviously something the new team saw should have been filed by the old team.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes
and that goes back
terrible.
To what you said earlier, that his new attorneys are questioning the release of information.
That's right. I didn't ask that question in a vacuum, Miami. When I asked the question, who has control of the Flynn prosecution now that the Mueller team has resigned, I had a reason for asking it because I knew all this stuff was about to happen.
Right. And this is just an indicator that something is going to happen because they're filing under seal.
It's an indication that the judge has been given what he asked for, or at least part of what he asked for.
Right.
Now, is there any order after that? Because that would have been, I'm going by memory, that was either entry 82 or 83. Has there been any order since then?
I'm not aware of any other ones, no.
Okay. There had to be some because his attorneys filed a motion withdrawal that was denied, and so there had to be something else after that. I'm just curious if they filed anything else after that.
All right.
Yeah, that's what that means. That's what that means. They just wanted to, whatever it was the new attorneys on the case found or wanted to provide to the court, they didn't want you and I to know about it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Don't be surprised if Flynn was set up. Don't be surprised if Flynn was set up.
Yeah. That's,
just like Marion Barry, Baron.
Yeah. But don't be surprised if you're set up in a more disastrous way than Mary.
Oh, okay.
Who was not set up at all.
Oh, he wasn't? What's what he said? Set me up.
Well, no, I wouldn't be surprised by that. And I'm pleased to hear that Barr is drilling down beyond the FBI and going to the real source, the counterintelligence agency, CIA.
Yeah.
Because they're behind all of this.
Are you on the back porch by chance? What are those beautiful songbirds?
Yeah, I am. I'm sitting back at on the back of the Crab Shack.
Crab Shack? Where's that?
Maybe one day I'll tell you off air.
All right. Oh, a little secret, huh?
Oh, absolutely. Secret watering hole.
Oh, you got you got my number.
All right, sir.
All right, see you.
All right, thanks.
I like secret watering holes.
Exactly.
I don't go to non-secret watering holes. That's not true. I went to Sinclair's last night. Jesse Lynn played, did a phenomenal job.
All right.
Absolutely phenomenal job. We had at least one listener there. Randall. Great crowd. Great crowd over there. 16 and a half minutes after 11 o'clock. We'll be back. It's a beautiful Thursday morning. An absolutely beautiful Thursday morning. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman. You can hear the birds chirping in the background.
Really get a sound effect of birds chirping. Remember when the Masters got caught doing
yeah,
that?
Yep.
They were piping in birds. That's awesome. We'll be back.
Place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Spring is in full swing now, and Cat House Marine is ready to get you on the water. If you need service or a new Yamaha outboard powered pontoon or bass boat, Cat House Marine is the place to go. At Cat House Marine, they have Yamaha outboard certified technicians and offer complete service on most makes and models. They have a great selection of new and used boats. So come browse the lot and find the one that is right for you today. You'll find great sales and service at your local Yamaha outboard dealer, Cat House Marine. Visit them on the web at cathousemarine.com or call 517-6500. That's 517-6500. Cat House Marine, I-65, exit 179. Go east 1 mile. Call today and make an appointment for same-day basic service.
A brilliant gala where Marguerites and co-host Blue Water Broadcasting will give away a beautiful, rare, and responsibly sourced 1-carat Forever Mark diamond. Sign up today at Marguerite's Facebook page to earn your chance at becoming a finalist. All finalists will receive an exquisite gift courtesy of Marguerite's. However, only one will win a Forever Mark diamond. Forever Mark diamonds are always genuine, untreated, and natural. Make sure to join us at Marguerite's Tuesday, June 25th at 5 p.m. for the gala event and drawing. Everyone's invited to the party.
Bill's Electrical Service, to whom may I direct your call?
To Bill?
Oh, one moment. This is Bill speaking.
Hello, Bill. I was just wondering if your company has a drug testing program.
Oh, why do you ask?
Well, it seems kind of important.
It is important. Electricity is complicated and potentially dangerous. And if a technician isn't thoroughly trained and mentally sharp, the results can be disastrous.
You know what? Never mind, Bill. I'll just call Crosby Electric.
Now, hold on there. Truth is, I get tested every month.
Oh.
Yeah, my parole officer will bust me if I don't.
Oh.
To wear the Crosby Electric uniform, technicians have to undergo background checks, regular drug testing, and ongoing safety training.
So, what were you in for, Bill?
Well, they called it arson, but it was an accident. I just got my wires crossed. Hello? Hello?
To protect your home and your family, always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole. Like Jim Croce?
Yeah.
I also like Neil Diamond. Coming
up the Jewish Elvis?
Yeah. I love Neil Diamond. Got a beautiful
sound. You've seen the chops he carried around in the
city. Oh, yeah. Got a beautiful
beat. Our number 272-9228. Shrimp Primavera this week at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Shrimp Primavera. Shrimp Primavera at Midtown Pizza Kitchen over Linguini. It's like a veritable garden tossed in a light sauce over Linguini with big, beautiful Gulf shrimp in there. Juicy, delectable, perfectly cooked Gulf shrimp. They always perfectly cook the Gulf shrimp there. It's a wonderful, wonderful dish in Midtown Pizza Kitchen. They got it at both locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen also caters. Don't forget about your next event. Maybe cater into the office. You know how much productivity you lose when everybody goes to work?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody goes to lunch because they're gone an hour and a half. They come back all big and full. They've been gone. You know, it takes 15 minutes to get out, 15 minutes to get back to work. You lose 2 hours from everybody. You got 10 employees, you've lost 20 hours. You lost half a work week from one employee every day at lunch. If you cater from Midtown Pizza Kitchen, it might cost you a few clams up front. A
couple shekels.
Yeah, but by the end of the day, you save money because you've got all that extra productivity. You should get Midtown Pizza Kitchen to cater once a week. They do that. They have a lot of people on regular rotation. Tuesdays, we're taking lasagnas over to so-and-so. Wednesdays, we're taking pies over. They know. They know. Midtown Pizza Kitchen's fantastic. 22 minutes after 11 o'clock, Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman, and a visit from Randall.
Hey, what's happening?
What's happening, Randall?
Not much. That music, that girl, just, I'm glad you brought her to my attention, man.
Yeah.
If it weren't for you, I wouldn't even listen to it. I'm telling y'all, man, that new song she got out, what happens in the country stays in the country, that's going to be a woman's anthem from now on. I'm telling y'all, y'all got one coming for y'all ladies. She's dropping that baby June the 18th, I think. But, man, she's on fire. I mean, I'm calling Adrian. I'm like, man, can I bring my daughter? You know, she's playing in a bar Friday, and I want to take my daughter. But, you know, you can't always kick her everywhere. But you got to go see that girl. Man, she's amazing. And hot on top of that. Hey, go on.
Randall.
Man, over. I think, hey, you can't. And
shouldn't be talking about her looks. Of course she is, but shouldn't be talking about her.
I can't help her. She knows it. She knows it. And, man, her granddaddy can play the heck out of that daggone guitar. But
yeah,
man,
he can. He did a good job. Yeah. They did a, oh, gosh, what did they do? They did, a duet song where both of them sang. I can't think of the name of it. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, but when he played that one, that River McIntyre, that song that she done, man, he was bending the strings on that guitar, boy. Yeah. That Fancy, because he was bending them, son. But man, I just want to say thank you for turning on. How'd you see me?
What do you mean? Man, I saw you in there.
Okay, slick sucker. All right, man. I wish you said something. All right, love y'all, man.
See you.
I'll see you.
What do you mean? How'd I see you? How'd I see you?
He sees everything. He's the Grand Mufti.
Randall, what do you mean? How did I see you? I laid eyes on you. My own two peepers. I see everything. The Grand Mufti misses nothing. Don't call me a sucker. You know what I do like?
Yeah.
And this sounds very childish. Dum-dum suckers.
Oh, they're
just
awesome.
The little dum-dums.
The ones that have them, yeah. They're great.
No, nothing in the middle. I don't need chocolate or gum or anything.
They're great.
I don't need Tootsie Rolls. I can't stand Tootsie Rolls. As much as I like chocolate, I don't like Tootsie Rolls. But just a dum-dum sucker, the pina colada, the root beer, those are good suckers. The mystery flavor, you never know what you're going to get. They make it clear. They just know you're not going to smell it. I know you're going to smell it. Yeah, but Jessie Lynn did a good job last night. She got a new song coming out. Manchin, Joe Manchin's eyeing an exit from the United States Senate. That will be a 100% Republican pickup.
Oh, yeah.
A 100% Republican pickup. You know what you're going
to
do?
Run for governor again?
Be governor again. You know why? I think even Joe Manchin realizes these Democrats are lunatics. I mean, I think even Joe Manchin. This is an Alexander Bolton piece from The Hill. Joe Manchin eyeing a possible exit from the Senate. His decision could be a significant factor in which party controls a majority in 2021. In moments of frustration, the centrist senator has gone so far as to tell colleagues he may leave the upper chamber before the end of this Congress, after the 2020 elections. I don't think he wants to be there after the 2020 elections, after Donald Trump wins. And the Republicans, I don't think he wants to have any part of a Democrat majority Senate.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I mean, these Democrats are crazy. They've completely gone bananas. They've lost their minds. A lot of Republicans have, too. But these guys are nuts. He said he's deeply irritated with the lack of bipartisan cooperation on Capitol Hill. You want me to tell you a little secret here? Here's the dirty little secret. That's not what Manchin is deeply irritated with. It's not lack of.
Well, what that means is that he doesn't have the freedom to vote how he wants to for his constituents or his conscience.
Well, he just.
I mean,
it doesn't matter.
You're saying it a different way.
Nothing's happening.
Right.
There's no legislation because there's nothing Republicans... Democrats have gone all in against Trump. Nothing Trump wants they'll ever give. And so it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what they want. Doesn't matter what they want. This is interesting. You just sent me this moments ago.
Yeah.
It's about a 23-minute-old story. Kay Ivey has replaced all three members of the ABC board. Why?
I don't know. And I don't have a subscription to that, so...
Why? I wonder why they did that. So IAPnews.com. If you have a subscription, want to screen cap it and send it to me, go ahead. That's how I usually read it.
Well, I mean, not for nothing, but they might have a little problem with their login.
Oh.
I haven't paid for it.
Who's this?
Hey, it's Jesse Lynn.
Hey, Jesse Lynn.
Hey, Lynn.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm just sitting here listening to, the most awesome show ever. And just happened to hear my name come across the airwaves.
It is the most awesome show ever. I'm glad you recognize that.
Yes.
Not just because you've been on it.
Not at all. It's because it's got some of the best hosts that I know. I sang it right here in Montgomery.
What was the song you sang with your grandfather pretty early, maybe four or five songs in? I'm not sure.
Let's see. With Pat, it was Leather and Lace.
It was what? Leather and Lace. Yes, they played Leather and Lace. I couldn't stop singing it. It's one of the all-time fantastic songs ever.
We
play it here as bumper music from time to time, and I end up I have to be careful when I play it because I end up playing it for like 2 minutes, and I get in trouble by the guy downstairs.
It's a great song.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought that was your grandfather. Who was that?
That was Pat. He was my guitarist.
Okay. Well, Pat did a great job.
He did
a mean Don Henley.
Yes, we call him Pat Lee Henley, and then I'm Jesse Lynn Nick, so we've got it covered.
Well, as a big Stevie Nicks fan, that's high praise. That's high praise.
Well, good. That's a good thing. I know you were a big Stevie fan.
I am. I'm trying to win Dave over by playing a lot of Stevie Nicks on here. It's not working.
She's fine. What? She's fine. I just don't think, she's not in my upper echelon. It's one of those things.
See what I mean? What? You see the problem here? You see what I have to put up with? I can't work under these conditions.
Problem. Oh, my goodness.
I can't work under these conditions, Dabe. Well, Jesse Lynn, I appreciate you calling in.
Absolutely.
Where are you playing next?
We'll be down at Adrian's Downtown Bar this Saturday.
Good.
It's over in Prattville. And great little place. Y'all need to come on out and come hang out with us. We'll be out there from about 9 to midnight. And you'll hear some of the great songs that you got to hear the other night. But then, of course, the new single, What Happens in the Country, stays in the country, and also some other great hits. So we'll
if
be
only
out
we knew,
there.
If only we knew somebody who programmed country music stations.
I gotta work on that.
Gotta work on that. We'll find somebody. I'm sure we'll find somebody.
I'm sure you will too. I have faith in you.
Well, Jesse Lynn, I appreciate you listening. Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you guys so much for the plugs and everything. I greatly appreciate it. Y'all rock on and have a blessed day.
Likewise.
It's awesome.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye.
Dave, who listens?
Everybody.
Everybody. She did a really phenomenal job last night. She did not sing Going Up the Country. But not because she couldn't, just because she did, it's only so much time. Only so much time. Our number 272-9228 is half past 11 o'clock, half of 12. And Dave Mowry and Baron Coleman will be back after this.
Going up the country, baby, don't you want to go? I'm going up the country, baby, don't you want to go? I'm going to some place where I've never been before. I'm going where the water tastes like wine. I'm going where the water tastes like wine. We can jump in the water, stay drunk all the time.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Stark Insurance Agency is celebrating 90 years of business. Since 1929, they've been helping give the people and businesses of the River Region confidence moving forward by insuring the very people and places that you love so much. Over 50% of their commercial business is locally owned. the Stark Agency. 90 years and going strong. Call them today at 334-263-5535 or online at starkagency.com.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor. There are choices for all appetites at Sinclair's.
We've got a lot of great sandwiches. We've got a lot of really, really good appetizers. I mean, I hear from a lot of people that they really like our wings, that ours are particularly good. Our quesadillas are great. We do a lot of different things. Shrimp and feta, which is a light one, which is good.
Sinclair's fits your budget and your appetite.
You can come in there and spend $5, $6, $7, $8 and be happy, or you can spend $25 or $30 and be very happy, you know, get steaks and seafood.
Sinclair's has helped the options as well.
We've got one that's called a beet and blue, which is really, really good. You know, we do several different ways. We do a Caesar salad. Got a Greek salad on it that is very good. Or we do another one that's really popular, fresh fish salad. I mean, we grill fish, or we blacken fish, or we fry fish and put it on a salad. So I see people come in at night and the whole table will have a salad. But at lunchtime, obviously, I see a lot of people come in and the whole table will have a salad.
You can really step it up with Sinclair's Fine Dining. Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
They say that diamonds are a girl's best friend. You've heard that diamonds are forever. And if you've got a name, you could win a 1-carat Forever Mark diamond appraised at $10,000 from News Talk 93.1 and Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. Winning is simple. You've got a name. Register online at our website, newstalk931.com. We'll call out names all week long. Hear your name called? You have the rest of that hour to call in and qualify. Make sure your friends and family are listening for your name, too. Call in for carats. A 1-carat Forever Mark diamond appraised at $10,000 and many more jewelry prizes from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry and News Talk 93.1.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The news continues to be good for at least a couple of days. Sunshine today and relatively nice humidity with a high temperature up to about 86. Tonight, partly cloudy. Overnight, low temperature 60. That's pretty good in June. Tomorrow, more sun, mid to upper 80s, still tolerable humidity. On Saturday, with a high temperature near 90, mostly sunny skies. Can't rule out an isolated shower somewhere, but then a better chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms on Sunday. Sunday's high right around 90. From the American Meteorological Society Conference in San Diego. Rich Thomas for Blue Water Broadcasting.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville with over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
In 35 minutes after 11 o'clock.
But I guarantee
did not mean to call Pat her grandfather. I don't even know Pat. But I do know in 25 minutes the Dan Moore Show will kick off, so stay tuned. BathInnovations.com, generous sponsors of our guest hotline at 272-9228. 272-9228 if you want to get in. That will land you squarely on the radio. I probably won't bark at you if you be patient and wait and get in, have a hot take and make it fast and get through it and go on. Oh, my gosh. Did you see that threesome teeing off of the U.S. Open? Jordan
no.
Spieth, Tiger Woods, and Justin Rose.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure they will only watch them for 4 hours.
Yeah, for real.
Nobody else will be covered. That's pretty incredible threesome there. Huh. Anyway, BathInnovations.com, Bath Innovations of Alabama. They're on the East Boulevard. Go in there. Go in there and talk to them. Bath Innovations of Alabama. Doesn't matter what you're planning on doing in your house. You're not going to get any more value than updating a bathroom. That's where all the value in home renovation comes in. Plus, you spend a lot of time in the bathroom. I don't know what you spend. 10 minutes a trip. You know, you go in there, you go shower, you go in there, you go...
You know,
you'll get ready. You got to other business to tend to. You know, by the time you look at it, 30, 40, 50 minutes a day in the bathroom. People will spend, you know, God knows what, working up their landscaping. How often do you sit in the front yard and look at it? Never. But then you go in your bathroom for, you know, what are you home, 6 hours a day? You spend a sixth of it in the bathroom, awake. Maybe 20% of your day in the bathroom, and it looks like it's a trash heap. Let's just be honest. It's terrible. Call Bath Innovations. They can innovate your bathroom. They're general contractors. They can do just about anything. While you have them on the horn asking about the acrylic product, if you go into the showroom, look at the acrylic, that laser-etched acrylic. I'm telling you, that laser-etched acrylic is a fantastic product. Bath Innovations, bathinnovations.com, Bath Innovations of Alabama. They may or may not still have a radio special going on. I need to ask them. I don't remember when it ended. I don't remember if it was ended in June or mid-June or whenever that was. But Bath Innovations, good people. Good people. I can't believe that. Tiger Woods, Jordan Spieth, and Justin Rose teeing off together. I wonder what time they tee off.
It says they're set to tee off, so my guess is like one.
Moments away?
Yeah, probably.
You watch golf at all?
Not really. I mean, I'll watch the final round if a couple of
folks. It was close.
Yeah.
If Tiger Woods
is closing. I did watch Tiger in the Masters, and that was bananas.
That's pretty cool, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I opened the show today talking about Iran and the Oman tanker tax.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really good piece from Bloomberg. It's an opinion piece. Headline, Iran has little to gain from Oman tanker attacks. I think it's awfully curious, the U.S. news, the United States media is completely abandoned this thing. We're spending time talking about Tiger Woods teeing off at the U.S. Open. That's on Fox News. MSNBC at commercials, so we'll have to find out what they're doing. CNBC... not even able to pick up on our cable subscription. That's, mm-hmm. that's quality. Headline news, they're talking to a guy that wrote the book Dude to Dad, the first 9 months. Okay, that's stupid.
Yeah.
Why does everybody have to make a big deal out of parenting? It's the most natural thing you can possibly do. People act like, oh, these little kids are so impossible to raise. That's so hard. Hardest thing ever. You'll never. I mean, they make it starting with birth.
Mm-hmm.
They have these young women scared to death to go into labor.
Mm-hmm.
You'll never make it through. It's the hardest thing. It's the most pain. It's the worst thing you've ever dealt with. It's not easy. Don't get me wrong. I'm a man. I can be the first to say that. They're not easy. I've watched my wife give 7 natural births, no medication, no surgical intervention, just birth. The last one was particularly frightening, too. There were a couple things that went wrong. And that's where you're lucky you have really talented people there that can make sure. I mean, she could have died. The baby could have died. Could have been really, really bad. But you know what? They made it. And that was number 7. So, you know, it's got 6 of them, easy breezy. But then they act like parenting. I mean, you should hear people talk about potty training a kid.
Oh, I know.
They act like it's an ordeal. Just tell your kid, there's the toilet. Every time you go in there, you get a treat, kid. There it is right there. Take the diaper off. If they pee on the floor, clean it up. That way they can see that feeling, and then they can look and see what that feeling does. And then they can put them on the toilet. I mean, we have never a day or two to potty train each kid. A day or two, maybe. You got people with like 5-year-olds. They're like, I can't get them potty trained. The hardest out. I see these Facebook posts all the time. See, I'm at my wit's end. Does anybody have any advice on how to potty train my little whatever his name is?
Tayden.
I don't want to say a name because somebody will get offended. But I mean,
I thought all kids have to be now named a variation of Caden. Caden, Payton, Tayden, Jaden.
I got 2 Jadens on my basketball.
Staden, Braden,
Hayden. Chaden.
Right?
25. I looked at, it was like 3 years ago.
Maiden. Maiden.
3 years ago, 3 or 4 Quaiden. Years ago, I looked at all of the
Caden
names.
Caden with a C, Caden with a K.
I looked at all of the names on the Social Security database top 1,000. I added them up by percentage of birth. More than 25% of children rhymed with Jaden. Jaden, Braden, Caden, Hayden. Every spelling you can imagine. A, E, Y, I, D, N. You know,
H-A-Y-E-N-D-I-N-D-Y-N.
I mean, it's a popular sounding name. And I don't know where it came from. Because if you go back like 20 years and you look, it wasn't even there. You know, the occasional Braden, the occasional Hayden popped up here and there.
Yeah.
But now, yeah, I mean, it's pretty impressive. Do you ever go through it out? Like, we do Sunday school at our church for the kids. We do it at the elementary school behind the church.
Mm-hmm.
And so they always have the artwork on the walls.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever do that and just walk through and look at the names of the artwork?
No.
And think a full third of these people should not be allowed to name their own children?
I do think that, yes.
We need a naming commission. And I know someone, I've got seven, which means I have 14 names, seven first names, seven middle names of my children. You guys could, there's some of them, you guys probably look at me and say, really? For real though?
Right.
That's what you named your kid? I get that. I have a kid whose middle name is Kolbe, K-O-L-B-E, after St. Maximilian Kolbe.
Hey.
But you should see people try to pronounce it. Kolbe? Is that Kolbe? You don't know how to spell Kolbe? They thought we were being trendy. Like trying to spell Kolbe instead of C-O-L-B-Y, K-O-L-B-E. But you know, so there are a few names that I see on those walls that occasionally I think, maybe they have a story. Maybe they have a story. And then there's some names I look up there and I think, this kid's got to go through life like that.
Y'all just making stuff up now.
I got to go through life like that. You know? There's some of the trends I like, actually, though. We did it for our first two kids, the last name for a first name.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't dislike that trend.
Mm, it's fine.
Stately sounding at times. Some people go overboard. But, you know, I got a Reagan, I got a Pearson. Those are both last names. But I, you know, I knew a kid named Reagan growing up. It was first name. So it's not all. Anyway. The naming thing, though, that gets, how do we get on kids' names?
I don't know.
Oh, I was supposed to be talking about this Bloomberg thing. How the hell do we get from Bloomberg to kids' first names?
I don't know.
Iran has little to gain from the Oman tanker attacks. That's the headline here. And I tend to agree with this. I'm going to read a piece of it, not all of it. Because crude was up by as much as 5% today at one point. Two oil tankers have been damaged in a suspected attack in the waters between the UAE and Iran as they were leaving the Persian Gulf. Second incident in 4 weeks raises the question of who gains what from them. That was the first question I had when I saw the news this morning. Who the hell gains from this?
Mm-hmm.
Who looks out and says, okay, we got oil tankers being blown up in the Gulf of Oman. Who gains from this? Fingers will certainly be pointed at Iran as the mastermind behind these events, but the potential benefits to the Persian Gulf nation are outweighed by the risks. And even if Tehran isn't responsible, it will suffer the consequences. So who gains from these attacks? If Tehran is attacking tankers leaving the Persian Gulf, either directly or indirectly, it sends a message that transit through the world's most important choke point for global oil flow is not safe without Iranian consent. Without Iranian consent. If Iran is pushed to the brink economically by sanctions, it will not go quietly. Other nations in the region will bear the cost of disruption to their own oil exports, while America and its allies will have to cope with higher crude prices and disruptions to supplies. Not since 2005 have world's insurance companies considered shipping in the Persian Gulf so dangerous for oil tankers. So does Iran benefit? There's another group that'll benefit. And those are the people who want to see the United States go to war with Iran. And there are plenty of those. Both in the U.S. and among its allies in the Persian Gulf and the wider Mideast regions, you have no shortage of people that want to go to war with Iran. So does Iran benefit? Maybe, indirectly. In that people now, if they think Iran did it, they have to kiss the ring in order to ship through the Strait of Hormuz. But I think that's outweighed by the total annihilation Iran will face. Because even if you beat the United States, even if you go to war with the United States and beat them a la Iraq, a la Afghanistan, and yes, I consider them to have beaten the United States, you don't come away victors. They completely annihilate your country. I mean, like, the government of Iran is not there. I mean, the government of Iraq is not still there. But we're not in control of Iraq. It's not a friendly country, the United States.
Or anyone.
We're not in control of Afghanistan.
Not a great place to live, either of those places.
Right, but that's when you win. You bend under your will, and you make them your bitch, for lack of a better expression.
Mm-hmm.
Like we did to Japan.
Mm-hmm.
We bent them. Made them ours. Germany. We bent them. We beat them. Made them our friend. We didn't do that in Iraq or Afghanistan. Or Vietnam, for that matter. Or Korea. So, I say the risk, even if you go to war with the United States, even if you are Iran, and you think, well, we get 5% return on our money immediately because we're going to sell higher oil prices, and people have to bend the knee and kiss our butt and bribe us to use the Strait of Hormuz without being blown up, it risks total annihilation from the United States. Even if the Iran ends up a not friendly government, even if they quote-unquote beat the United States, they still are absolutely, utterly destroyed. Absolutely and utterly destroyed. And it's a different group of Iranians in charge, not the current ones, because they're all dead.
Mm-hmm.
Or they fled. So I don't know. I'm still intrigued by this. I'm more intrigued that this happened and the news refuses to cover it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've been watching news all morning. I've not seen a thing about it.
Not a thing.
We'll be back.
Also younger than the sun. Yeah, the bonnie boat was one as we sail into the mystic. Oh, I can now hear the sailors cry. Smell the sea and
sky. He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Have you ever considered real estate as a career? Have you wondered about being in business for yourself and buying homes as an investment? My new pre-licensed class will be starting in June. Now is the time to act. We cover property law, appraisal, management, sales contract, negotiation in detail using a format of recent examples of transactions and lively interaction. Financing is very important in transactions. FHA, VA, and conventional mortgage guidelines are discussed in detail with sample transactions to learn at your own pace. Real estate careers can be varied between residential sales, commercial property, land sales, property management, or new home sales. Online courses are also available. If you want to know more about real estate or go into the real estate business, go to the source, Bo Goodson Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me direct, bogoodson@charter.net.
You post, pin, shop, share, like, tweet, and retweet. Now you can do it all and a lot more for just $34.99 a month with a 2-year price lock guarantee. It's WOW's Internet 100. All the speed you need with no data caps. Act now and you can get Internet 100 for only $34.99 per month with a 2-year agreement, auto pay, and paperless billing. Now that's something to post about and tweet and blog and email. Call now at 1-866-WOW-WAY-2. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Offer for new customers subject to change. Restrictions apply.
What if you had your own personal recruiter to help you find a better job? And they would say, hey, I found a company that likes your profile and may even pay you more. Well, if you had a personal recruiter, that's what they'd do. But now, ZipRecruiter's technology can do that for you. Just download the free ZipRecruiter job search app, customize your job matches, and its technology does the work. It hustles for you to find jobs you'll like and puts your profile in front of employers who may be looking for someone just like you. If a company likes your profile, ZipRecruiter lets you know. And if you are interested, you can apply. No wonder ZipRecruiter is the number one rated job search app. And based on a third-party survey, 7 out of 10 people who found a new job on ZipRecruiter increased their salaries. So download the free ZipRecruiter app today and put the power of technology to work for you.
Results of a 2017 U.S. survey of over 500 ZipRecruiter users who got hired for a job they found on ZipRecruiter.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Strumming my pain with his fingers, singing my life with his words, killing me softly with his song, killing me softly.
Dave, World War III is starting,
well,
potentially, and CNN's headline right now, Hispanic vote projected to be largest 2020 minority voting bloc.
Down, 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 out.
Thank you, that make you think of the Fugees? Young adults more likely to die from drugs, alcohol, and suicide. It's the headline news. Fox News is at break. MSNBC talking about a deepfake video of Zuckerberg. These deepfake videos are creepy, by the way.
And so I can.
You seen any of these?
Yeah, they're weird.
They make it look like the person's actually talking. Like, you say a picture's worth a thousand words,
mm-hmm.
but a video's whatever. Now even videos can be faked.
Oh, I know. It's nuts.
To sound like you're saying what you're saying. I don't know how they're going to stop that. I mean, because people bring that stuff into court and say, I saw it. Here's a video of him saying it. You know, that kind of stuff's scary. 284-9292, that's how you get in touch with Penny Iron Concrete Technologies. 284-9292, that'll put you in touch with Tom Latham over there at Penny Iron Concrete Technologies. Tom is a longtime practitioner of the concrete arts. Really, really, really a talented guy. He had on Facebook just the other day a stamped concrete brick walkway. It looked like a brick walkway, but it was not. It looked like these little light-colored bricks all set in there. It was stamped concrete, which means you don't get the problems that you have with the mortar over time that you're walking on it and all that. It's concrete. It's concrete. It goes down smooth and easy. It doesn't change. You know, brick walkways, a lot of times, they change heights over time, and you end up tripping over stuff. Not the stamped concrete. Not the stamped concrete. I really need to get one in my yard from the front walkway around to the driveway on the side. Because a lot of people will park in the driveway and then walk around to the front. Well, their boots are wet by the time they get to the front door. They come in that early morning dew. So get on the phone, 284-9292. Check them out online, pennyiron.co. You can check them out on Facebook, Penny Iron Concrete Technologies. My man Tom Latham over there, just a very, very talented guy. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in, 272-9228. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you from 9 to noon. Of course, Drudge, if you look at their headline, tanker torpedo attacks in Hormuz, crews abandoned ship, U.S. Navy assist, they got video, Middle East on alert, oil prices surge. You go to any of the cable news networks, nothing. Nothing. Talking about President Trump unveiling a new Air Force One paint job. You know, instead of that classic, iconic light blue and white, he wants to do a red, white, and blue paint job. I mean, it's just... Guys, Fox News is not your friend. I've been telling you this for 5 years. If you're a conservative, Fox News is not your friend. Fox News is a globalist corporatist whore, just like all of them, serving the needs of the globalist corporatist community, anti-Donald Trump. That's a never-Trumping organization. They might allow for an hour or two each evening right now some pro-Trump commentary or some not-never-Trump commentary. Occasionally. But as the 2020 election gets closer, more and more people are going to be banned from Facebook. More and more people are going to be banned from any social media. I saw yesterday Pinterest is now banning certain people. Pinterest. Mm-hmm. Pinterest. I don't even know what the hell Pinterest is. I thought that was like pie recipes and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They have political websites.
I have no idea. Really? That's weird.
They're banning political websites on Pinterest. I didn't even know that was a thing. You know, this thing. Fox News sure as hell going to get 3 or 4 minutes out of this paint job, this redesigned paint job. Marine Le Pen ordered to stand trial for tweeting pictures of ISIS killings. Marine Le Pen, by the way, they're stepping up their attacks on her because she could be the next, whatever they call over there, not president.
Premier?
Premier, is that what it is? The premier of France. French far-right leader Marine Le Pen has been ordered to stand trial for tweeting pictures of ISIS atrocities, including the beheading of American journalist James Foley. A judge ruled the national rally president must face a charge of circulating, quote, violent messages that incite terrorism or pornography or seriously harm human dignity.
Hmm.
You guys be thankful. I mean, we don't have free speech in the purest sense here in the United States. But we probably have freer speech than anywhere else on the country and on the world. She's accused of a second offense related to the sharing of such content. Ms. Le Pen posted several graphic images of ISIS killings in December 2015, a month after a jihadist murdered 130 people in terrorist attacks in Paris. One of the pictures showed the body of Foley, who was abducted in Syria and executed by ISIS in August 2014. Another showed a man in an orange jumpsuit being run over by a tank, while the third captured Jordanian Air Force pilot Muath al-Kasaba was seen being burned alive in a cage in 2015. Remember when the King of Jordan flew a flight mm-hmm. and dropped bombs after that? The King of Jordan? He was so mad after an Air Force pilot was burned alive in a cage? That was a bad moment. She wrote, Daesh is this. ISIS is this, Ms. Le Pen wrote in a tweet using the terror group's Arabic name. They ordered her to undergo a psychological evaluation to determine if she could stand for trial.
Hmm.
This is a French, not even far-right politician. She's a relatively mainstream conservative politician. All she did was share images of ISIS beheadings and burning people alive. She just put them on Twitter. Just linked to them on Twitter.
Hmm.
And for that, she has to go to trial in France. Now, you might ask yourself, what if she showed pictures of the Columbine killings? Dylan Harris and Eric Klebold, or was it Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold?
Yeah, that's right. Eric Harris, Dylan Klebold.
All right. What if she showed pictures of those killings? Would she be subject to standing trial? I mean, you got to wonder. Those are, in fact, white men, so maybe not. Maybe not. It's only Muslims that get special treatment here in the United States anymore and around the world, especially in France. Muslims get the special treatment. No image of them doing wrong can be found. That would be uncouth. Dave, do you want to do this again tomorrow?
We might as well. Friday.
We should live stream tomorrow.
I'll say we'll live stream tomorrow at 11.
At 11. I'm going to try my best to have it done. If I got to come back up here this afternoon, I will.
Well, I mean, even if we have to do it from the phone, we can still do it, but
we can do it from my computer like we did.
We're trying to make it all work together.
We're trying to make this work, people. We're doing it for you.
What's the thing? The definition of computer is like to do in a minute, you know, to take an hour to do in 1 minute what you could have just done in a half hour.
Yeah, probably.
Basically.
Probably. It's 12 o'clock. The Dan Morris Show's around the bend. It's a beautiful Thursday, though. Get out and enjoy it. I don't think there's supposed to be a cloud in the sky all day. You can get vitamin D today till 350.
Woohoo!
After that, you're just burning your skin for no reason. We'll be back.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM with